Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fancy Football Podcast with Craig, Tom,
ahoy,
and Ash.
Hello.
We're all back together.
Yay, the gang.
There's the three of us in one place.
The gang.
Last week I wasn't here. You two did a bit too well.
Yeah, I think the quality of the show is
right. Yeah, yeah, big time.
Disappointing. Yeah. I was hoping for a bit of a car crash, but
no,
it was all
right. No, I was slightly worried that because I was sort of took the helm, I very much took the Craig role, that I wasn't there to interject with the humour. So I'll be interjecting on
like
no one's business.
I feel like
today.
I'm auditioning.
Yeah. Okay. So well, we'll see how you go. We'll see how you go. Good luck.
But yeah, so we are all back together. The only thing that would make this better is if we were recording it on transfer deadline day. Oh wait.
We
only bloody are.
Yeah.
It is Jim White day, transfer deadline day. So the odds of us getting things catastrophically wrong obviously go up because deals are happening right now.
Right as
Who
we
knows?
Speak.
Yeah.
As we speak.
Boom. Carl Cork could have just gone to Ipswich.
That was the sound.
Boom.
That happening.
Tony Daly might have just come out of retirement.
Who knows?
But yeah, so we could be missing any of that. Maybe not. Probably not. But we'll talk about the more realistic ones later. We'll get a plug in early on. Remember, if you do want to tweet us at any time you're listening to the podcast, at the Gaffer Tapes, you can tweet us. And a big thanks to all those you've been listening on thegaffertapes.com or on iTunes. Over 20,000 hits. Incredible.
Yeah, that's mad.
Still new and noteworthy too.
Yeah, that's great.
On the old iTunes there. In between Chris Jericho and
Goldberg
from WWE.
Goldberg. Being a big pro wrestling fan, I was... That was colossal for me. I was really, really pleased.
That's it.
No one else cares. I'm telling people. Goldberg. I go, I don't know who that is. Whoopi Goldberg? But no, actual Goldberg.
Not Gold Dust.
Not Gold Dust. No, big difference. Big difference between them. And I could run through their careers, but I won't.
Save that for another podcast, another time. But yeah, we are obviously around the big weekend of football and what effect it had on the fantasy football. So we'll get straight into it. Some big scores. You guys did well this week. We'll come on to that as well. But Ash, who was the top scorers for this week in the Premier League? Who should we have picked and who shouldn't we have picked?
Well, I think Costa. Oh, classic injury, no injury.
Yeah.
Green, Dyer, Schneidlin, quite a few. Matic was good. Wideman again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wideman's, he's done all right. Villa have had a solid start.
Yeah, Sigurdsson's always been good, hasn't he? Oh, actually, yeah, of course, because... Chelsea won, was it 6-3?
6-3,
yeah. So they got some ridiculous scores. Although not Fabregas.
Yeah.
He got 4, I don't know.
Yeah,
how.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, he managed to...
I think, yeah, it's a bit of an anomaly. He will, I think he's generally going to contribute. Tom said it at the beginning of the season, although he couldn't bring himself to pick him. He generally will score some points.
Well, I have now picked him. So
you have.
I've gone back on everything
your
I
word.
Said.
Man of your word. You're worse than him.
Yeah, I am.
You turn
am.
Oh, I tell you, he did score some points. Moreno for Liverpool.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see his goal?
Great
yes.
Goal.
Oh
yeah.
My God. Yeah, I'd like to see a bit of that.
Well, I guess
yeah.
People wait and see if scoring defenders is where you really make your yeah. points, isn't it? So if he can contribute as a fullback. Swansea, top of the league.
Yeah, they look really good.
So, you know, the likes, I think a few people made the bold decision of making Sigurdsson captain, which is an unbelievable shout.
Which really paid off, yeah. Yeah, a mate of mine did that, I noticed. Yeah, 22 points, I think.
Yeah, whereas who was your captain? Mine was Rooney, brilliant.
Mine was Rooney.
Amazing.
Yeah, I had a little bit of... a bit of banter, for want of a better word.
And there is a better
guy,
word.
With a guy who is part of the league. I can't remember his name now.
But, Ryan Hirons, I believe. No, sorry,
it wasn't
it was Michael.
Ryan's. I was trying to get the whole... The
rivalry.
The rivalry happening with Hirons, as she calls herself. But,
no,
is
he
that
didn't.
It again? Is that it again? But yeah, he doesn't seem to... He just seems like a thoroughly nice bloke who doesn't want to engage with,
now you feel bad.
With me. So, yeah.
You sent him a hamper of fruit.
Yeah. But another guy mentioned the fact that he said that's a very bold move, putting Rooney's captain. Which it turns out it was, and it was a bloody stupid move. Pretty much everyone else, bar maybe Coleman, scored quite a few points. And Rooney obviously didn't. 2 points, double to 4.
After advising people to definitely drop Sanchez, I thought I'd put Sanchez back in the team and make him captain.
Did you?
For a curveball to everyone else.
You bastard. That's not what we're here for.
Because,
and he got me 20 points.
After we recorded the podcast last week, me and Ash then watched Arsenal in the Champions League, and Sanchez played amazing.
Yeah.
And I could see you sitting there watching and thinking, maybe I'll give him a chance.
Well, he scored your most important goal of the season.
Absolutely,
thus far.
Without a shadow of a doubt, yeah.
I stuck by him. I gave him until... Someone mentioned it on Twitter again when they tweeted us and said they're giving players till the international break coming up to sort of prove their worth and maybe transfer them in or out. I thought, do you know what? I'll do that with Sanchez. So I'm glad I have.
Yeah.
He didn't play in the lone striker role, but he did Contry did score.
No, because we had Sonogo.
Yeah, well, he was pretty good.
Fantastic. I mean, worst professional footballer since Glenn Helder.
Wow, Glenn Helder, that's a name.
You must be pretty glad, though, that they haven't signed that waste of space Falcao. I mean, you were desperate not to get another striker in.
Yeah, that's right, I know. And as we speak, deadline day, it looks like Danny Welbeck to Arsenal.
I don't see it.
For those of you who can't see, Tommy's smiling ear to bloody ear.
Welbeck and Sonogo up front. Well, you know, what is not to like about that? You know, we will be challenging for top spot this season with that.
But generally,
absolute mess up front.
Yeah, obviously, in terms of the players who to pick, we've sort of, you know, gone over that slightly there. Obviously, Chelsea did great. Swansea are looking phenomenal. Villa looking kind of strong with point scorers. Guzan and Vlahovic have been pretty solid for me generally.
Yeah, Villa look really good at the back.
And I think people sometimes, you know, forget how much defenders can earn you. And, you know, back in times past, if you picked a defender who conceded a shed load of goals, they could write off not just your week, your month or season if someone took a 6 or 7 nil battering. But it's worth noting because a lot of people kind of get caught up in that Everton got conceded 6 goals, got doing. It doesn't actually affect your points that much, does it?
No, not anymore. You used to see people end up the week on like -8 points. But even Coleman.
Well, I was saying, yeah, I put Coleman in. I think I had Coleman originally after the second week. Put him in again after I used my wild card. And he conceded 6,
yeah,
and scored an own goal.
Yeah, it's a bad day.
0 points. Yeah. 0 points. So I didn't actually lose any points on him, really.
Yeah, which is why it's not always worth shying away from defenders who play for not great teams or you think might concede a lot, because it doesn't really matter if they put in a performance.
No, it seems that way. I don't know how they work points. Out,
though. Yeah, I don't know. I guess there won't be too many, you know, 6-goal conceding. So if you can get 0 points after scoring an own goal conceding, then it really is worth thinking, do you know what, it doesn't really matter, just take a punt on some of these defenders, they can
score.
It
seems
for
the
you.
Way, yeah, if they're going to score, then that's when you're going to get the points, yeah.
And in terms of other people who maybe to steer clear of this week, Man U as a whole, really.
I mean,
I did the same for Rooney, I put him in, and I don't know if you were the same, Tom, I was of the opinion, yeah, but they'll turn it around eventually.
It's going to happen.
Or yeah, but they'll score, and you think they're going to be, you know, oh, but they've got Burnley away, surely they'll put a couple of goals on them. And exactly. I watched them, and they just weren't very good. It was the first time I got to watch them over 90 minutes, and they weren't great.
That United team on paper, though, looking at
now,
it.
Now, yeah.
Mata, Di Maria, Van Persie, Rooney. I just looked at that and thought, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then 0-0.
Yeah, but the bottom half of the paper,
yeah,
you spilled something on it.
Yeah.
It's not great when you go Evans,
really
Jones, Blackett, Smalling,
yeah, that's right.
Young.
Yeah, I had the same thing. I finally lost patience with De Gea. Yeah. And then, of course, he got 7 points.
Yeah.
And I put Rooney in because I thought Costa was injured. And he got 2 points.
Yeah.
So, basically, fuck United.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will be moving away now. Rooney, Mata, these kinds of get drops. People will obviously get tempted by the bright lights of Di Maria, Falcao, the newer
players.
Everyone
said how well Di Maria played. And apparently there were flashes of brilliance. I didn't watch the whole game. There were flashes of brilliance, but still, I mean, it still wasn't good enough to score a goal or assist a goal against Burnley.
Yeah.
Still.
I mean, how good was it?
They still have got another 3, like, fairly easy games coming up.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. You think they've got to get it together at some point.
Like, they haven't played a big team
that's
yet.
That's my thinking. It's going to suddenly click and Rooney's going to score a hat-trick and then that's it. The floodgates will open and they're going to start playing well.
Yeah.
But I just don't think that's going to be the case now.
No. That's the logic of, it will never happen to us, kind of thing, isn't it? So, I think a lot of people turn away from them now. Once the window obviously closes tonight, slam shut, transfers up. I think people will get tempted by the United players, but I always wait. I said this in the podcast the other week. I always wait for teams like City and Chelsea with such a big squad to see who their managers' regulars are going to be.
Yeah,
and I think now, me personally, are going to start putting them in over the United players that are underperforming. You know who the Man City 11 is going to be now. You know who the Chelsea 11 is going to be roughly. And start going for them, really. But United, massive disappointment. And you, Tom, we've got to say it. We can't get through the first part about calling it.
I know what you're going to
you
say.
You called it. You said,
yeah,
brilliant, you know, Charlie Austin. I think he's going to score some goals, but hasn't done anything. Take him out. And you even said, I reckon it will haunt me.
I said, as soon as I take him out, he'll score. And what happened? I took him out. I didn't just take him out because he hadn't played and hadn't scored. He was 75% he was going to play. So it was 25%.
Good maths.
he wasn't.
Bloody, he's a regular Vorderman over there.
You know, and with those sort of odds. So I thought, well, he hasn't played. He's potentially injured. And it was that. And then when the same happened for Diego Costa, I thought, right, I'm going to use the wild card. And I didn't put Austin back in.
Yeah.
And I called it, and it did happen. He scored. Actually scored.
And it's haunted you.
And it's haunted me ever since.
It could be worse. I don't know, did you used to do the fantasy football back in like the 90s when it was all in the newspaper, like Telegraph or whatever? And
no.
Pre-internet.
I'm familiar with it.
And you used to have to do it by post, and you could make transfers in January. But if someone like broke their leg on opening day of the season,
it's already in the post.
Yeah, you have them for 6 months. You're like chasing the postman down the street, and you've already got it, and you can't make transfers for 6 months. Yeah, horrendous. I remember that Pierluigi Casaraghi for Chelsea did it. Broke his leg.
Wow. Yeah, against West Ham.
Yeah, and you had him in your side, and
you just popped it in the post box.
Just popped it in the bloody post box. And walked down to put it in the post box. That sounds really twee. Yeah. Went to get my sweets. Went apple bobbing.
Yeah.
Put my fancy to get your penny mix. Post. Yeah, did that.
Yeah.
Actually, I think some people have got caught out this week because there were a few shock results.
Yeah.
City losing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1-0.
Incredible.
Yeah, to Stoke.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, especially as probably some people transferred in Djokovic.
Yeah, yeah.
I did. I still got a couple of points from him. I think I've still got about 6 points or so.
Really?
Four. Was it maybe it was
two?
Four?
It's going down.
Yeah, it's
going down
two.
In multiples.
I think it's four.
They lost 1-0.
Oh, two. Two, yeah.
You'd be tripping. Oh, was he your captain?
No, Rooney was.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was more. I'm going to check that.
Well, I watched that and thought it's going to be a low-scoring week. It's not a problem. And then I saw that you two have, like, done considerably better than me.
Did a bit better.
Well, you can tell you where we are in the league, actually, because obviously, opening week, I was a top 10 contender.
I'd
say if anybody was in the top 10, being a top 10 contender is good. Anybody in the top 10 is really some sort of like genius, some sort of, they should be held above and set in esteem. Yeah.
Well, Ash is fourth.
Oh,
so
wow.
And we might as well get out of the way. Ash is in fourth. I'm now in 26.
You're in fourth for the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tom doesn't have to look at that side of the league. Tom goes straight to page two.
I go to page two, and I know that I'm there.
And Tom's in 59th, but that's your climbing.
That's from 79th to 59th.
Which is roughly, what, 20?
Yeah, ish. You're looking at, yeah, percentage of that. I'm quite happy with that. I went up. I'm guessing that I'm quite a way ahead of Hyans at the moment.
You're desperate for a ruck with this.
He's languishing in 80th, so I've left him behind.
You better hope he's not like some sort of bodybuilder
or something. I've left him behind. But yeah, so I'm happy with 59th. I'm happy with that. Slowly climbing. I think that and that wasn't with an overly good.
This isn't a post-match interview. You're like, I'm happy with that. The boys put in 100%.
Yeah, no,
we'll
think
do all
did
right.
Pretty well.
So one thing I wanted to ask you about is we were on the pod last time. I mean, who would take my advice?
Yes.
I mean, about anything. I mean, I am fourth, and a couple of places higher than you. But I remember specifically saying that you should pick people on your bench who are going to play.
Okay.
So who did you go? Who are your three you've got on your bench then?
Well, I mean, Jermaine Genus. When was the last time that he hasn't been good? I genuinely
didn't
even think he played football.
Do you even know who the other two people are?
I do not. I know Given, obviously, and I know Genus. Yeah. I've sung many
Carl
a song
Bartley
about
you've
him. Got. And yeah, of course I have. Basically, I did that again. So as soon as the wild card came in, I then looked, and there were players that were even cheaper than the ones I had on the bench originally.
Yeah.
Because they obviously haven't played or if
but where's
played,
the logic in that?
Shit. Listen, I know what it is because so I took them out, and then I got an extra maybe 0.5 mil from taking those out and replacing them with even cheaper ones because their prices had dropped.
Yeah.
So then you're looking I can get an even better starting.
Yeah,
11.
But if one of your players is not picked that day, then
you're
getting zero for that position.
They always do. They always get picked, my players.
Well, you're not your players. you don't have that.
It's true.
They always get picked, my players.
Yeah, they do. They always get a game.
But there's people that dropped unexpectedly. Like, Koscielny didn't play last week. He got dropped for Chambers.
Yeah, and sensed it. Didn't pick him.
You didn't.
But how could you possibly say that Jovetic is going to play every week?
Yeah.
I don't know that, but, you know.
Well, it's all right when he doesn't play because you've got Wolowalski to come in.
Exactly. Big Wallow. Big Wallowalski. Wallace, you don't know about Wallow.
Oh, Wallow Howell. Yeah. You can get him in, no problem.
Yeah.
That's terrible logic.
Genius.
No, I think it's good because I'm hoping that I get enough points from my starting 11 to not have to worry about... Because then I think you have to... we're going to have this conversation...
Time
and
time
again, I'm sure, because I've always done it this way, you know.
And you've never won!
No! But who has?
Ash! That's the point. It's not like you got it from a fortune cookie. Like, there's a bloke who said, "This is, I do quite well at this regularly. Do you want to do this?" Well, nah, mate, fuck it. I'll just pick.
Well, you know, January's another year, isn't it? So
what? That's not. Fresh. That makes no...
The football season starts in August, Tom. I mean, there's your first problem.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
January's another year.
Yeah, new year, new transfer, new wild card, new. Opportunities for all of us. So no, I'm happy with the way it's going. You know, 53 points.
Oh, sorry.
59.
But that's where you're getting confused with the positions.
Yeah.
But we should talk about Ash, obviously, in the top part of the league, but he is on 176 points. Top of the league at the moment. We've got Harry Strauss, he's 193 points. Craig Barrett, he's been up since the beginning of the season.
To be fair, I have noticed that, I know we are only 3 weeks in, but there isn't a massive, massive gap between the guys at the very, very top and somewhere and someone even around where I was last week, sort of around there and sort of around 70th. Isn't a lot.
No, we're talking 20, 30, 40 points can separate.
The fact that 1 week you can jump 20 odd places is pretty... Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, well, Andy Gibbons, who was on one of our World Cup podcasts, the actor Andy Gibbons that we had on, he jumped up 73 points. He jumped about 40, 50
places. He had the best week, didn't he?
Yeah, he had the best week in our league. At the bottom of the league is, well, pretty much my parents joined the league, actually.
So, can I just say that me and Ash, we realised this last week, but we didn't want us to talk about your parents without you here. We thought it'd be weird. So we looked at the bottom of the league and we went, and live recording the podcast, we went, and at the bottom of the league is, oh, I bet not. So then we just picked someone who's about fifth from the bottom and went, Ian. Oh, Ian, what are you doing?
No, yeah, I think they were just being supportive.
Yeah, I think so. And I think that because, I think it's only because they started maybe a week later than everyone
else. Well,
that's
in their shit.
That, yeah.
They are shit at fantasy football, which is why I know it just strengthens my suspicions that I might be adopted. Because I'm quite good.
We have
that and they're black.
We have a new...
Wow. I'll tell you who's fairly near the bottom, but he started a week later as well, was friend of the show, Max the German.
Max, our other guest, yeah.
He, when I was here, when he filled out his team...
Mineshaft.
And yeah, in typical German fashion, he couldn't believe how easy it was. He was going, well, I don't understand. I've got 100 million to buy on players. In the German one, you have to pick 18 players instead of however many we've got to pick, 14. You've got to pick 18 players. The players are roughly the same price.
Yeah.
And you've got 42 million.
42 Deutschmark.
Yeah. 42 million euros.
They're good with money.
Yeah, exactly.
So this was a piece of piss for him.
Yeah.
He picked his 50-man squad and improved the local transport system whilst he was doing it. Bloody classic German there. He did well. But yeah, so, and well, bottom of the league, Max is down there. My parents are down there. My mum's actually beating my dad. That came out darker than I thought.
So how do you know what they're up to tonight? There are people still joining and having good weeks. Still joining, having good weeks, and ending up surprisingly high, worryingly high.
Yeah.
As someone came in and had a fantastic week of about 69 points, which is what a lot of people get in a couple of weeks. So it's always good to join.
Yeah, you can still join.
So join on fantasy.premierleague.com. It's the official one. Just Google Fantasy Premier League. And the pin to join the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast League is 76843-24281. I'm going to do that one more
time,
guys.
Do it once more,
Tom. One more time, guys. That's 76843-24281.
Brilliant. And that's also permanently on our Twitter or on thegaffertapes.com or at thegaffertapes on Twitter. And yeah, you can still get involved in the mini league. The incentive being that if you join now and beat one of us, then we probably should give this up forever. So
well, I wouldn't say that as fairly likely we're not going to finish in the top.
We'll just ban them. We'll just bar them from the league.
Yeah. And the last one plan
just
is
get rid
last,
of everyone except for us.
Yeah, last week
I'll
of the
still
season.
Come first.
Just ban the top 30 people so I finish first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, so you can
quite
still
bold.
Join.
I think he's going to come
30 top 30.
First.
I know. Yeah.
He's going to come 30 first.
You can still join the league. See, it's on Twitter at the Gaffer Tapes. The pin's on there. Post your teams each week as well, and you can rub it in our faces anyway. Or on thegaffertapes.com. The pin's also there, and you can catch all the previous podcasts. That brings the end of the first part of the podcast nicely. We are, of course, going to be talking about deadline day deals, transfers coming up after the international break, and our regular features. The big three is back. Now we're all in the same room where Ash, Tom, and I are going to debate a top talking point. This week, we're each going to offer up our favourite, I guess, the best deal of the transfer window just gone. So a signing of the transfer window just gone. We're going to put our cases forward, and you guys can choose via Twitter who's the best by tweeting us. But for now, that's the end of part one of the Gaffer Tapes, and we'll be back in just a second. Back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Craig, Tom, and Ash. No need for ahoy this time, I don't think. Unless you want, I can see it in your face.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
No, go on.
Ahoy!
Hey, there it is. It's your last one. But yeah, so we've talked through all of the top scorers and the league placings for last week. We're going to go into some of our regular features now. With now I'm back. Gambling's back, guys. It's the Gaffer Gambler.
Degenerates Anonymous.
You've missed it. Well, actually, the last 2 weeks, in the podcast pre-season, you know, I said, best advice for Weekend 1 is steer clear of it. Don't bet on it.
Yeah, that's right.
Take it in. Drink it in.
Yeah.
Which I did. And then next 2 weeks, just gamble shitloads. No, next 2 weeks, put on a couple of bets. And they've actually both come in. So I've tweeted them. So if you do want to see the accumulator that we put on just before our tips, before Saturday 3 o'clock kickoffs, then I normally put a quad or a treble on. And the last 2 weeks they've come in. So get at the Gaffer Tapes and win yourself some bloody money. If you do lose, however, we cannot be held responsible. So please don't put more than a couple of pounds on there.
Please bet responsibly.
I don't want to lose any kids their birthday presents just because I gave a tip out, basically. Yeah. But I have been looking at some deadline day deal. That's some alliteration right there. Some deadline day deal related odds for the Gaffer Gambler. So I'm not saying maybe you should bet on them, but this one's quite good. It's 3-1 on. Terrible odds. Just shows you how often it's said. Which is basically, do you know what 3-1 on is?
Yeah.
Means
3-1, isn't it?
No, that 3-1, no. And then there's 3-1 on. 3-1 is okay. You get your pound, bet your pound, you get your three back.
Okay.
For 3-1 on, you need to bet £3 to get £1.
Oh, right.
So it's very likely to happen. Well, big gamblers would do that. So because if you do it in big quantities.
When you're betting shitloads of money, you bet 300, you get £100.
Exactly. Plus your stake, obviously. You don't lose. You don't go in there and say that.
Yeah.
Oh, I was bloody sweating over that one.
Yeah.
Only lose 200
quid. No, I'm with it, yeah.
And it's 3-1 on for anyone signing on deadline day to say that signing for that club was their dream come true.
Oh.
They say dream come true, it's 3-1 on for that. If you signed Robbie Keane, he claimed that every club he ever went to, he claimed that he had supported them since he was a boy. It's 5-2 for on Sky Sports News Live for a fan to burn the shirt of a club, of their club.
Oh,
which seems pretty shit odd. Yeah, like, how often does that happen?
Yeah, I can't see that happening.
When does that ever happen? Apart from Sol Campbell, that probably happened.
Of your own team?
Well, like a named one. So like when Sol Campbell signed for Arsenal, Spurs fans were probably burning. Yeah. I think they took him off first.
Probably not known about the Spurs fans.
You get longer odds on that. And then a usual beginning of the season one, already they're offering odds, Paddy Power offering those odds, by the way, on the sack race. So who's going to be sacked first? Allardyce, 15-8. He's the favourite to get sacked first.
Yeah, get him in.
You want it?
Get him off, yeah.
Get him off?
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
On, off, yeah.
Get him out.
Oh, yeah.
Just get him out. Get him some form of preposition, but get rid of him. You'd happily see the back of him.
Get him up.
Obviously. What? Of course.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, even if he got
that result. What the fucking... What?
He's just signed you Alex
Song. What? Yeah. Okay, so... Will any of you keep him? What madness is this?
I don't know.
But
I'm just asking
I'm
your
West Ham fan. I'm just.
But you know, well, you're a Tottenham fan, I know. But hey,
why so passionately rid of him?
Oh, well, he's awful, isn't he? Like as a West Ham fan, it's like one of those things where it'd be good if we won something, but in my life, we've never won anything apart from a couple of promotions, and we nearly won the FA Cup.
Yeah,
but. So most of the time we lose, occasionally we'll beat somebody, but you can go and watch good football and the crowd get into it and it's fun. But he just sucks all that out of everything.
Yeah.
It's like not fun, so the crowd don't get behind it. He's so arrogant. When he's like booing, you know, when he's taking the piss out of his own fans, and some of the stuff he says, like really, really famous interview with him at the start of last season where someone said, oh, well, have you got cover for Andy Carroll? Because he's a bit injury prone, isn't he? Which everyone knows.
Mm.
And then he went, well, it's a little bit cheeky of you to say that Carroll's injury prone. The next day, Carroll's like leg disintegrates,
yeah,
and he's injured for 4 months, and we haven't got a striker. Yeah, but basically,
so in short, yes, you're right. Yeah. 15 to 8.
Unless he's listening, in which case we're total BFF.
15 to 8. Well, he's 15 to 8 to go. Harry Redknapp 6 to 1. Just a tough team to manage. I'd be very surprised if he went.
Oh, who's that? Sorry,
Harry Redknapp.
Oh, really?
6 to 1.
Wow.
Paul Lambert 15 to 2, which seems he's the fourth favourite because Alan Irvine's at 4 to 1. Lambert's doing a good job, I think.
They didn't have a terrible end to last season. But...
yeah, I think that's probably what's affecting it. And you can get, I think it's in bad actually. You can get 9 to 1 on Alan Pardew. He's the fifth favourite, but he's such a lunatic. He can go at any given point for doing, for you know, punching some, I don't know.
Yeah, he's on a really long contract though, isn't he? He's got another like six years left or something.
Yeah, they offered him like a nine-year contract or something.
But I think it isn't he the guy who's on, he's on like a 9-year contract, but his basic wage is like nothing. It's like £5 a year or something ridiculous. But it's like mega bonuses for doing stuff. I think that's why he's on such a long contract, so maybe getting rid of him.
That's horrendous. Yeah, what a strange deal. You can tell they're sponsored by...
surely not £5 a year.
You can tell they're sponsored by Wonga. Yeah. It's like financial deals.
Yeah, 20,000% bonus.
Yeah.
I know, I'm sure it is, yeah.
£5 is.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure it's £5, but I think it's like a fairly nominal amount.
Yeah. Oh, that's some strange...
LVG, where's he?
He was further down.
I just kept waiting for you to say it, and I'm like, no.
No, LVG's down at like 20 to 1, so but obviously, you never know. They're never going to give you really long odds because strange things happen so often.
That's right,
so you're never going to get hundreds to one on it. Even someone like Mourinho, who's very, very safe, you won't get huge odds.
You won't get massive odds on him in case someone does stick a few quid on it.
Exactly, yeah.
Because, yeah. Yeah,
some of us big dogs can just throw that about.
Well,
mate.
Exactly. A couple of quid, you know. You're at barbecue. Things happen.
But in terms, when we're as we're talking about, you know, gambling and educating you guys in gambling odds.
Yeah.
There's a bet, bookies for rookies. You ready? Hashtag bookies for rookies.
Hashtag bookies for
a
rookies.
Patent. Do you know a patent?
Oh, I don't.
I've never heard of that. No.
Yeah. So what it is three selections. So you make three choices. So let's say Arsenal, Chelsea, and Man City to win. And it's 7 bets, individual bets. Mm. So 3 singles on them individually winning.
Okay.
3 doubles on, so obviously combos 1 and 2, 1 and 3, and 2 and 3. And then 1 treble. So it's £7 if you put £1 on each of them.
Yeah.
And if they all come in, you win 7 individual bets. But even if only 2 of them come in, you recoup some of your money.
I think my brain may have just exploded.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
I
tried to process it and my brain
three
exploded.
Three selections. So if you bet on Arsenal, Chelsea and Man City to win, if only Arsenal win, then you get the single bet you put on Arsenal to win at £1, which only will only probably get you like your £1.60 back. If 2 of them win, so Arsenal and Chelsea win but City don't, you get your Arsenal bet,
Arsenal
your Man
win,
City bet,
the,
and your Arsenal and Man City bet.
Oh.
And if all 3 of them come in, you get the 3 individual bets, the 3 double bets, and the 1 treble bet.
That seems really good. Is there not?
Yeah. Well, it's so to cover. So even if you're betting on 3 games and they're at different times of the day, I do it because if the first one loses, your bet's not over. You can still watch the other 2 games with some interest. So I've decided what we're going to do is we're going to do a patent.
Ah, I see.
Between us, a gaffer tapes one.
Yeah.
But I like to do it on any time scorer. So someone to score any time within the 90 minutes in a match.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
And
so
that's
just a scorer.
Just to score. That way, if they're 3-0 down with 10 minutes left, you can still cash in on your bet.
Yeah.
So, for instance, during the World Cup, I did it a lot. I put James Rodriguez at any time. I actually won one with James, Sturridge and Müller in Germany in a round. So any time scorer, they all scored. It was great. So what we're going to do is, running through the fixture list, we're going to get you guys to pick an anytime scorer from one of those fixtures. Obviously, the more obscure you go, then the more you're going to get.
Oh, I see.
But that way, we can know who's let who down.
And it could be any fixture of the season?
No.
Sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry. I didn't even mean to say that. Just makes me sound...
How long do you want to wait on this?
No.
I don't want to get... Weekly's a bit much. Your £7 for the year is good for me.
I meant any fixture of the week.
Any fixture of the week. Yeah, any fixture of the week or weekend. So obviously, if the little things affect it, so if they play for a team that's playing away from home, then the odds are going to increase. If they're playing against a tough opponent, then the odds are going to increase. So there's all those kind of factors to take in, who they're playing against. So we're going to do an any time pattern. I'm going to go out there first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So for my any time pattern, they're playing away from home. He's on fire. It won't be great odds, but West Brom play Everton. I'm going to put Stevie Naismith
okay.
on the anytime pattern for my one.
That was what I was going to say.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No, that's fine.
Me
that's
too.
Fine.
So
you're
triple.
Gonna to, you're going to have to. You're going to have to think. Think no, on your feet. Fine. This is it.
Well, I'm going to go because it's a relegation battle against United.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for my man. See if he can win us a bit of money. Charlie Austin.
Charlie Austin.
Charlie Austin to score against United in the relegation battle.
That's some good odds there. So we've got Charlie Austin, Stevie Naismith.
Yeah. So I'm going to go for in that case. I reckon maybe.
You going to West Ham player or is he not risking it?
No, definitely not. Yeah, picking live on air.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for Boney.
Wilfred Boney.
Okay. Yeah.
So there it is. It's nailed in. It's locked in.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah,
that's an anytime pattern. Stevie Naismith. Stevie Naismith, Wilfred Boney and Charlie Austin.
Charlie Austin.
And if Charlie Austin doesn't score this week, he's never getting in your team again.
No, definitely not.
You'll be livid.
Yeah, he's that's the final insult.
That's it. We'll keep track of that. I'll post that up on the Twitter at the Gaffer Tapes, and also put on any other bets that come up during the weekend. And let us know what you've bet on. Put some bloody screenshots of your bets.
Prove
it, you bastards. That's
absolutely
what I say.
And your teams as well.
Get we want to see the teams.
Get your teams
we
in.
Want
be
to
brave.
See your teams.
Be brave. Tweet your teams.
People don't. We're the idiots who show everyone.
Yeah, that's
done.
Right. And then people just ridicule us.
Yeah, but we have to.
Or me.
We have to do it. We're going to move on now to a talking point last week was. Wild card, is it too early to wild card? You both said no and you both wild carded,
yeah.
If that was a verb. So you've done it. This week, the biggest mistake a lot of people made was Diego Costa, he's definitely injured. He's 50% chance of playing, 60%, not playing, sorry, 75% it went up to on fantasypremierleague.com. Mm. His hamstring's done, he's out for 3 months. He's dead, he died in a plane crash of Buddy Holly. It got worse progressively as it went on. And a whole like flurry of people took him out of their teams thinking, oh, I can't do it, and even transferred him out, wild cards dropped him. Obviously, it was classic Mourinho. Costa
That's
plays,
what it was.
Scored
yeah.
two goals, has a blinder as he has all season. So, Ash, the question is, as you're our resident expert, top 100 ranked player, is do you listen to Paper Talk or do you wait? Is it mind games?
I do. I would take people out, like, although it did backfire this week. I took Costa out, I said earlier, replaced him with Rooney. So it massively backfired, especially as I had him as my captain, him or Sigurdsson every other week, was only two, but you know what I mean? And actually, I did it, and I used my wild card, and so I transferred him out at 10 o'clock Sunday morning, but didn't think, because it was wild card, I could have put him back in, and at about 11:15, I got a text from fellow league member James Gill of Barbecue Betting Shame, who's actually 11th in the league. Wow. Saying with a link saying that Costa was back in, so he was on the finger, his finger on the pulse. He knew.
So and you could have still put it back in.
But what point? At what point then? Because when it says like Costa's a slight doubt for the weekend, you think, am I going to do it? Like, don't get me wrong. If it's like, you know, Fabrice Mwamba. You know, I reckon he's going to miss a game. Yeah. I reckon he's going to be out. Right. We talk about haunting us. He very nearly, physically, literally haunted us. If he dropped in. But like, if it's just like a niggle in the injury and you don't know, at what point do you think cut your losses, transfer him out? Because if the team sheet's right, it's too late. It's 11:30, you've got to get it done.
Well, I'd probably put a yellow on the bench and a red, I'd transfer
in
out.
In terms of the actual...
Yeah, sorry, like the percentage injury, you know what they are.
Where do you
50%?
Stand on orange? That's never a question I thought I'd ask someone. Because he was 75% like...
Yeah, 75% he wasn't going to play?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was orange. Right.
See, I transferred him out when he was 75% likely to still play. Yeah. And I thought, I'm not going to take that chance with your main centre forward so much money.
He got progressively worse very quickly. Yeah, I thought it was Ebola for a little bit. he went from 25 to 75 like, almost instantly.
But I don't know how he went from like, oh, he's definitely not going to play, he's dead. So, he scored. He's perfectly fine.
It was Mourinho.
He's never been ill.
It was a classic.
It was brilliant,
it?
Mourinho.
Oh, was it all? Yeah, just,
just all that.
Oh. So that's it. If it gets to orange, it's a 50. If it gets to red, it's not Paper Talk. He's out. You reckon?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So now we need to know who Mourinho is going to fake injure this week.
Yeah, that's right.
And we'll work it out.
But I'd be interested to find out how many people took Costa out of their team, because everyone I spoke to, everyone took him out.
I kept him. That's the only thing that saved me this week. I kept him. Only thing that saved me. And I just made sure my bench was in decent order to get it sorted. Now, we've managed to go nearly two parts without mentioning it too much, but we are excited. It is deadline day.
It is.
And all sorts of nonsense is already happening. Welbeck,
Welbeck to Arsenal is causing, I mean, murders just on Twitter, just with people that I see. Arsenal fans going absolutely mental because... we may be signing Welbeck. On a $3 million loan deal with view to signing for $18 million or something.
Paying $3 million to borrow Danny Welbeck.
Yeah.
To then sign him for $18 million.
Apparently so.
English
but you don't need to. That's the thing. I don't think we're in any obligation. And as far as I know, it was up there. I was googling it. I was googling it, and it was at one point it was Tottenham were favourites. Then yeah. we were. Then he's having a medical at Arsenal now. Everyone's going mad saying, you know, I mean, the thing that I think is the fact that, you know, teams like City or Chelsea wouldn't even give him a sniff. You know, they wouldn't be interested. Yeah. But, you know, the fact that we're actually looking at that and are potentially, with Giroud out, our two forwards may very well be Welbeck and Sonogo. The fuck are we going to win with that?
I mean, Podolski can still play up for Podolski him. He kind of gets forgotten about, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, I'd have Podolski over Sonogo every day of the week. I think Sonogo is, like I said, he's absolutely shit.
Is it an extra kick in the balls that Remy went to Chelsea for?
Yeah, I know. Well, we've been... I did really fancy Remy. I thought when we were linked with him, I thought that was great. Today, deadline day, we have also been linked with Jermaine Defoe.
I know, yeah.
And it was very much like Defoe's been offered to us.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's how shit we are. It's like, you can have... No, have Jermaine, go on. Yeah. Just
well, you're battling out with Leicester.
I know.
What do you think? I know it's a bit passé to poke fun at Arsene Wenger, but I was thinking about it watching the Arsenal game yesterday. They were, like, pretty shit. Ramsey, he was having a terrible game.
Oh, Ramsey had a terrible one, yeah.
Ozil wasn't in it at all.
No, it never is, no.
Neither was Sonogo. It was obviously terrible. But then he took off Cazorla. I think it was the classic case of, you know, you're trying, it's not going well for you, but you're doing something.
Because all the noticeable for that goal was incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. Yeah. I always think he takes off the wrong people. He always takes off the wrong people and doesn't have. Well, I think there's a combination. He could have a combination of the best midfield in the Premier League.
Yeah.
But he takes off the wrong people and puts on the wrong people. At
he took off Sanchez the week before very early on, which surprised
people. Well, I was thinking, so before, I suppose maybe with the exception of, say, Ferguson, who I didn't think was, you know, necessarily that great, but has obviously got a ridiculously good record.
Yeah.
People would say that Wenger was, you know, one of the top, maybe the top one or two managers in the country.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know where you'd put him.
Well, it's one trophy in the last however many years, I think it's...
Like, I mean, I don't know what jobs he'd... He'd probably, on his reputation, would walk into a lot. But, I mean, personally, I think Pochettino, Rodgers are both better than him.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, obviously, Mourinho is. So then how far down does he drop? He's obviously better than Big Sam.
I think with managers, it's different. I don't think it's as easy as looking at them going, you know, Messi is better than Welbeck. Yeah. You know, I think it's different. I think it's everything that goes with it. It's what backing you've got, you know, the board, how much money you've had.
Yeah.
What you're doing with the players that you've got, I don't think.
Well, under his leadership, Arsenal have become a profitable, well-run.
Yeah.
They're famous for their wage control.
I used to like hearing all that, and it's like how well we do with wage control, and how we're the highest profile club who's still making money, and we're in the green or whatever it is, or whichever way around it is. But now I think that I don't like hearing that. It's like, all right, that's enough of that. Now let's fucking win something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Come on, that's enough now. No, because. At one point, that was all we had, and we were going, but you know, you're in debt and all this.
Yeah.
I think, now I don't care. I just want to.
You want to spend. Yeah, you don't want to be the kid collecting pocket money. Spend it on some good shit.
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. And to put that money where your mouth is, Arsene.
He seems to be obsessed with buying midfielders. I saw, and he's
he's
created a really good midfield. Like, their midfield's like one of the best in Europe. And then
I saw
he's been linked with buying Royce for $40 million.
Yeah.
We've been. It's like the whole thing with United being linked with the wrong players.
Yeah.
United don't need. Well, we had this conversation. It's like they don't need someone in Di Maria's position. Yeah. Obviously, you need Di Maria. He's great, and United can't fucking score. But you know, it's like we don't need midfielders. But it's
super
like that's
need Falcao.
It brings on nicely.
With.
Obviously, Arsenal they're not getting players, and United have just signed Falcao. And, like, that's a player that you'd have loved.
We were linked with. But I mean, how much did Wenger do today? Yeah. He was refereeing a charity football game. That's absolutely true. Yeah?
Like a joke.
Yeah. Was he scouting Ralph Little?
He was in Rome, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was in Rome. He didn't have his phone on him.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if that's true.
Downside, Wenger's not doing deals.
Yeah.
But plus side, you just signed MC Harvey from the So Solo crew, probably, from a charity game. So that's all right. Well, no, United, you know, United, the other big deal of today, probably the biggest deal, was Falcao coming in on loan to United. LVG seems to have forgotten they need centre-backs desperately.
Yeah.
Someone on Twitter described it today as... you know, a woman going in needing heart surgery and coming out with breast implants. Like, they're not getting anything they need. And it's true. There's no point having Di Maria, Falcao, Rooney, RVP, Mata if you've got Evans, Smalling and Blackett as your back three.
Cutouts at the, behind him,
I mean, that's the other big deal of Dave. That, I mean, guessing that you'd be Nostradamus to say you saw Falcao going to United coming. I don't think any of us saw that, did they?
No, not really. I thought he was coming to one of them. But then again, the clubs he was linked with, it was like them...
Everyone but United, really.
Yeah, yeah. They were saying Man City, but I couldn't really see that. I really thought it would be Arsenal. I just thought they would...
I was
really I wonder if they tried and failed, or whether they just...
I was really hoping for that. But, you know... I don't know. I haven't checked my phone for 40 minutes, yeah, so exactly. Something could have happened.
So who knows? I mean, Hull have spent big today. They spent $10 million on their record signing. Sebastian Coates has gone to Sunderland from Liverpool, or Coates, as we now know he's called, his Scottish grandmother. Harry doesn't disappoint. Harry Redknapp, apparently Sandro's having his medical at QPR as we speak, from Spurs. And also, apparently, Redknapp's, you know, swooped in on Barini to take him from Liverpool. So who knows? The Redknapp window shot. Car window shot will happen, won't it, at some point? But yeah, so who knows what deadline deals. I will say now, we asked for predictions for people before we go to a quick break for part three. We asked for predictions from people for their deadline day deals. We had someone actually tweeted us, a guy called James, and he guessed that Benzema to Arsenal. I don't know where he gets that from.
Was that just a guess?
I don't know. I mocked him a bit for it Twitter, and then because we're nice to people who interact with us. And then he said it makes sense, and I sort of, you know, you would agree, you'd have that.
Absolutely. I'd have anything other than Danny Welbeck.
Anything other than Danny Welbeck. But I mean, have you got any predictions for deadline day deals that you think might get done?
I don't know if anything big particularly. You think that's it now? I think that might be it, unless something really happens very, very last minute. I can't see anything big happening now. I think everyone, all the big players have gone now, haven't they? Your Costas and your Sanchez's.
When you look, well, that puts a double thing on it. When you think about Arsenal not buying a striker again, think about all the good players that have gone. Them getting Costa in. I mean, that would have been such an obvious
Costa's
choice.
Gone, Balotelli's gone, Falcao's gone.
But not even that high. You know, Lukaku and like Remy, people like that, they were going, and I'm like, where are we? That's perfect. That's what we need.
Even Demba Ba went to Turkey.
Well, he played against us, didn't he? The other day, I was thinking that when he nearly scored and put us out of the Champions League, I thought we should have had him.
Maybe.
How much did he go for? £4 million?
Yeah, it was crazy money.
Unbelievable. I'm getting angry.
Maybe Arsenal will do you a favour and sign Charlie Austin and everything will come together in one beautiful
story. And it will. And I'll stick him in my team and he'll score and we'll all be millionaires.
Score bloody goals. Yeah. But yeah, we're going to go to another quick break. After that, we are going to do a run through of the deadline day. The deals of the window. Ash is going to round up some of the deals of the window from the less high profile clubs, mate.
Deals of the window.
We have obviously covered, Arsenal, City, Chelsea, some of the bigger sides. We're well aware there are another 16 teams in that league that need covering. So we are going to do a quick round up of the deals. And remember, tweet us if you've got any predictions for deadline day deals. Then tweet us. It'll have been done by them. But if you call them,
I was going to say for next time. for January.
Who do you think's going where in January?
Guys, January's a new year.
January is a new year. Or your reaction to any of the deadline deals? If we just sound it, if we say it really confidently.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, after Danny Welbeck's car did crash on the way to the Emirates, then he didn't sign for Arsenal. But no, your reaction, and tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. And remember, all the important info is at thegaffertapes.com. We'll be back in a sec with part three. Welcome back to part three of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast. It's a deadline day special. I won't say special, but it's bloody deadline.
Well, it's special to me.
There you go, it is special. We said we'd get straight to a roundup of the window, maybe. Who's done well, who hasn't? We weren't bloody lying. Ash, who's done good business, who's done bad business?
Well, obviously, we talked about the big teams. Personally, I think Chelsea have done the best business.
Yeah.
But of the other teams, I was looking, I think... Leicester haven't done bad, have they?
Right.
They got Cambiasso. We don't know how well he's going to be, but that's well good.
Champions League winner at Leicester, I love that.
Yeah, and your buddy Alua.
Oh yeah,
is that how you pronounce it?
Alua.
Alua.
Azu.
A Jew?
Let's
not get anti-Semitic.
The double L is a J. It's pronounced a J.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it not a Jura? Like a Jua?
Not a Jua.
It can't.
Either way, he's had a very good start.
He is so good. I didn't realise he came from Brighton.
Yeah, he's never paid £8 million for a championship player. He's causing all sorts of problems for defenders. I love that Cambiasso. He's not done 3 years in the UAE and then come to Leicester. He's come straight from Inter despite being 34. He could be their new Robbie Savage if he's lucky.
He looks like that. Who's that Chilean striker from about 95? No, 98.
Really specific. No, 3 years. Zamorano.
Zamorano. He looks like Zamorano.
Yeah. Who?
Cambiasso.
Azua.
Oh, Azua. Yeah. Cambiasso looks nothing like him.
I'm still talking. He doesn't look
anything like him. I was going to say, for the sake of our credibility in this podcast, I was going to go, yeah, maybe, mate.
No, I'm talking about Azua.
Aloha,
yeah. Azua,
yeah. Yeah, no, Aloha does.
Well, I mean, they look similar in that they're both human, I suppose. Yeah. So, yeah.
But he's had a very good start, yeah.
Yeah, and then the other team I think probably have done some good business is Swansea.
Yeah.
Obviously, we talked about it a bit. They get Sigurdsson.
Yeah.
Oh, Fabianski.
Yeah, he's a good goalkeeper.
Yeah, Gomez. Yeah, I like it.
Well, everyone thought it was a bit doom and gloom. Obviously, Laudrup went, and then Michu went. And no one's even mentioned Michu. They've done so well without 3 out of 3. They've got Gomez, like you say.
Yeah. Oh, wasn't what's his face there? Chico Flores.
Chico Flores.
Was he
Swansea? Yeah. Most Swansea fans wanted.
I know, that's what I mean. So best bit of business.
Well, Vorm, the Dutch keeper Vorm went, and what they've done well is they've instantly replaced people. So Vorm went, and before there was any chance for uproar, Fabianski was there. Michu went. He'd been injured a lot anyway, so they kind of used to life without him. Gomez in. So yeah, they've done some good business, Swansea.
I think probably the team looking down that have done the worst, although they're not doing too bad, although they haven't got anybody up front, is Villa.
Yeah.
The signings they've got, Leggett, Senderos, all right, maybe, Cole, oh dear, Richardson, Alex Sissoko, Jesus Christ.
Richardson and Joe Cole are just such meh signings, five out of ten signings, really.
Both came through the West Ham Youth Academy, so probably going to come good.
Yeah. But I mean, Joe Cole isn't exactly. West Ham fans weren't sad to see him go, were they? He didn't really contribute anything
the second time round. Shame. But I mean, they are better. They're getting Senderos. They've reshaped their back four, haven't they? Because last season it was like a bunch of kids, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Now it's a bunch of skinheads. But
there is a real Doc Martens feel to Hutton, Vlaar, Senderos. Yeah, there is a lot.
So I quite like it, but I mean, in terms of just sort of generally ins and outs, it's not like awe-inspiring, is it?
It's a good point of there. We should look into that. The neo-Nazi nature of there. Well, you wouldn't have thought Ali Sissoko is welcome at left back, but apparently he's all right.
Yeah,
some scary-looking big white dudes.
Yeah.
But but they are doing well. Maybe it's a depth problem with them. If a couple of injuries, maybe they'll struggle because they haven't really brought in any quality, have they?
No, they're definitely lacking up front, aren't they?
Although Vyman's one of the top scorers at the moment.
He looks good, but apart from that.
And Agbonlahor's been that perennial player who doesn't actually, a striker who doesn't score that many goals. It's kind of that anomaly, isn't it?
One thing they've got is Benteke. He's out injured for a million years, but he's going to come back eventually, isn't he?
He's pretty formidable. Well, that leads us nicely. The transfer window, this whole window, as always, I think every time it comes round, they say it's been an eventful one. But the big three, we challenged ourselves to debate the best signing or biggest signing or favourite signing, at least, of the window by any club. And you guys listening get to decide who you agree with, or indeed contribute your own. You can tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes, hashtag the big three. Tom, signing of the window, what are you going for?
Well, I'm going to go for, not necessarily, it's certainly not my favourite, but I would say that the best and one that I think will have the biggest impact on the season is Diego Costa. Because Chelsea needed a striker. They've got a world class striker who has already been banging in goals. Simple as that, I think. I don't think you need to wrap it up in anything kind of special, but
he's already repaying the money, isn't he?
Absolutely,
really?
Without a shadow of a doubt. They've got someone that will, looks like, after three games, banging goals regularly, which is something that Chelsea's always missed.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that Arsenal miss, but we didn't do the business like Chelsea did.
Absolutely.
I think Costa, he's going to be, I think he'll be up there for player of the season. I think if he continues, obviously you never know what's going to happen. But certainly, I think that's, for me, that's the biggest standout one.
Brave choice.
I mean, with this, I guess you don't need to be too clever with this one. It's hard to ignore him, isn't it? It's what they needed. They signed Astutely. They got it done.
Yeah, and he's
proven
Bing bang boo.
Bing bang boom.
Wow.
That's not it, is it? Bing bash bosh.
Bish bash bosh. Bing ganguly. I don't know where you're going.
It's certainly not bing bang boo.
So Tom's gone for Diego Costa. It's pretty hard to argue with that, but we'll bloody give it a go for the sake of blimmin' podcasting.
Yeah.
Ash, is it me? I'll go.
You go for
I'm going to go. Maybe not as he might not have the same impact. But for sheer excitement that he's back in the Premiership, Mario Balotelli to Liverpool. Ooh. And I just think £16 million for a 24-year-old normally starter for Italy, he's actually not been included in the late squad, is an unbelievable fee. And he's mainly that fee because he's a lunatic.
He's a liability, yeah.
But, you know, there was an article today, actually, where Rodgers said he in training, he was doing defensive set pieces and spoke to Balotelli about who he would pick up at the corner.
Mm.
And at 24, he said, "I've never marked at a corner."
What?
And Rodgers had to train him on how to track your man in a defensive situation at a corner. Because at previous clubs, he said, "I don't do defending set pieces. I've never been asked to." And managers have gone, "Oh, well, just do what you want, Mario." And he's gone for a round of golf or something whilst the corner's on.
So he needs someone that's... Do you think Rodgers is going
to
do that?
Rodgers is from the Mourinho School of Man Management. Yeah. You know, he learnt under him. So I think he might be the one to... And just for sheer excitement, I love the fact he went into a Nando's and bought everyone's dinner. I love the fact he drove round in a blue Santa suit giving out presents. Like, he's mental.
He's a character.
He's the kind of character we want.
It's for that reason that I'm glad that Jose's back in the Premier League when he was. Because it's characters, isn't it? It's characters that you enjoy seeing and sort of, not in, you know, your team interacting and having something to do with them all the time, you know.
Yeah, no matter who he signed for, I think it's just exciting for him to be back in the Premiership for everyone.
Yeah,
absolutely. Costa, to an extent, the same. Someone having that quality. Yeah. Balotelli, like, you know, as Roger said, it's pretty much possibly his last chance at an elite club. And Liverpool are only just elite because they made the Champions League last year. But if he doesn't do it there, really... People aren't going to carry on taking risks on him, but at 16 million, it could be an absolute bargain. So I'm going to go for Mario Balotelli.
I've been split here. I think all the, you know, all these big names going, I think the papers really, Twitter's been going off about it. I think it's got to be Matt Gilkes to Burnley.
Well, it's a big signing.
No, I think actually.
Semi skim Gilk.
I'm going for Sigurdsson. Wait, what just happened there?
I just made a quick pun on a dairy product. Yeah. So let's move on.
Okay,
never happened.
I think one of them certainly has got to be Sigurdsson, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Back to he was so good for them before. I don't know why he didn't play that much for Tottenham.
Yeah.
I think he's an amazing signing, especially considering some of the players that Tottenham got in for a lot of money who haven't done anything. Like, I would have kept him. I think it's really good.
Do you know what? I still thought he was at Tottenham. I put him in my team, just saw the white shirt. I completely forgot that he'd signed for Swansea, isn't it?
Yeah,
I completely forgot. And I said to a Tottenham fan that I know, I said, got your boy in mid-bloody team, Sigurdsson. He went, he doesn't play for
Who says Arsenal fans don't pay attention to small as
well? Yeah.
Unbelievable. But it's one of those things, I think, people, you know, it's not about how many goals they score or form. It's not about their technical ability, but... Like, where people are comfortable and feel happy makes a big difference on how they perform. It's that that untangible thing that you can't put a price on. Zaha, back at Palace, he will instantly slip right back into comfortable mode and be the player he is. Sigurdsson's clearly done the same. I'm surprised he didn't, because he still made an impact at Spurs when he played. And Rodgers wanted him at Liverpool. He chose Spurs over Liverpool. But, he's been a great signing.
Because I would have thought he's Pochettino's kind of player as well.
Yeah.
So, I'm quite surprised. Well,
there's
so many
players there. Yeah. You know, you've got Townsend, who was the impact player for England last season. Mm. And he was... you know, was a definite World Cup starter until he got injured. Now he's being looked at being loaned out because he can't get a game. Lamella cost an absolute fortune. Christian Eriksen's a great player.
Yeah.
And I think Sigurdsson was just swamped by big names, even though they didn't perform.
Yeah.
And it must be depressing having Tim Sherwood as a manager. So that probably was the last. Yeah.
I totally forgot he was their manager last
Crazy,
year.
Crazy, isn't
I was trying to think, oh my God, what a genius.
Fan.
Yeah,
is it? Arsenal fan. He started touting himself for jobs. Like, I'll think about the Palace job. What are you on about, mate? No one wants you. you're mental. Yeah, like you're a dinosaur. He is terrible. I don't quite know how he managed to run a big football club at that. Yeah. But
I hope he does come back.
But that's it. So Ash has gone for Gylfi Sigurdsson, Tom for Diego Costa, and me for Super Mario Balotelli. So if you agree with one of those, then tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes, hashtag the Big Three, and whichever one of us you agree with. Or who do you think is the best signing of the window? As we're speaking, there could have been a phenomenal one now that we don't even know about. But tweet us anyway at the Gaffer Tapes.
It could be happening, yeah. Could be happening. Currently
live, but bloody missing it for you.
Yeah.
For you lot.
Lucky.
Lucky, eh? But but on that note, obviously a lot of these players will get to make their debut in a couple of weeks. We've got an international break coming up, so
we do.
There will be no They're shit, aren't they?
No one gives
break.
A shit about no. the international break, they don't, do they? No one cares. No Everyone... one cares about the Rooney's the new captain. No one cares about the team selection. Yeah. No one cares.
No. Really Everyone don't. Just crosses their fingers that really. One of their players in their dream team doesn't get injured.
Doesn't get injured, yeah. Exactly. So
it's the only time we're actually like club managers. We just watch the internationals hoping no one gets injured.
Please don't, yeah.
So we won't be here for next week. We'll the week after. And on those games, obviously, it's early, but we know what the fixtures are. Are there any potential standouts, Tom, that you think... might be worth slotting someone in your team on current form or any mismatches? Any tips?
Well, I don't know.
Any tips
I
from the man in 59th in the table?
Yeah, well, you know, you want tips, come to me. United, like I said before, United QPR, that's the relegation battle there. That's a week on Sunday. I think it's a safe bet. You know, a little draw there probably, and absolutely nothing draw.
What do you think, Arsenal, Man City? Predictions?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, obviously City lost, didn't they?
Yeah.
We're coming off the back of a couple of draws. Obviously drew Leicester yesterday, drew with Everton the week before. We're about seventh, I think, at the moment. I don't know. I fancy us against City. Obviously City didn't look very good yesterday, did they?
No.
Not yesterday, Saturday.
I just can't think they're going to be full of terror when they see the... Arsenal exactly. lineup, aren't they?
Exactly, yeah. Well, I mean, when Sanchez is on, he's amazing. And that midfield behind him, you get him playing well. Obviously, Wilshere's been playing crap. Ramsey had a bad game yesterday. I think if we manage to turn it on against City, I think we could beat him. To be honest, I think it's probably got draw written all over it. But, you know, I'd be happy with the win.
So, Sonogo hat trick then.
Chelsea, yeah. Chelsea-Swansea, I think that'll be an interesting game. Swansea's current form.
Yeah, well, they're the two, someone's 100% record has to go. Someone's got to give.
Exactly, yeah. That's the big game. Villa, who have Villa got? Let me have a look.
They're away at Liverpool.
Oh, okay.
Problems.
Yeah.
I thought
a good game, yeah, because Villa obviously in form.
I think, I was watching Liverpool the other day against Tottenham. They looked really good.
But Liverpool
good.
Love playing Tottenham. In three games, that's 12 goals. It's 12-0 over three games there. But I mean, looking at those fixtures, obviously, are you already looking at maybe captaincy choices, or is it just going to be at stock? Because I'm guessing it won't be Rooney again, Tom.
It certainly will not. I think what I will be doing, I can let you know now, I'm not going to do it straight away, obviously, because there's such a long break. I will be swapping Rooney out. I've got 0.1 of a mil, just enough to buy Diego Costa back.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy him back and stick the armband on him.
Stick the old Costa.
The lad, yeah. Capo.
Costa Capo.
Although, home at QPR isn't probably the worst fixture to have Rooney in, is it?
Yeah, well, I said this away at Burnley. I thought maybe he's worth the goal. What I mean? He quite often takes set pieces. I think with a lot of people try and be clever, and it pays off sometimes, you know. People didn't put Costa as their captain and maybe went for Sigurdsson because they were worried about Costa not playing. But generally, some people try and be clever and be like, oh, I'll go for... I'll go for Leighton Baines or I'll go for Matic at Chelsea because I've got a feeling he's going to have a blinder. You haven't got that feeling. That's nonsense. It's bullshit.
If it pays off, it pays off. And that's when you have a cracking week.
But more often than not, there's nothing wrong with going for Diego Costa as a captain because he's a prolific goal scorer in unbelievable form.
That's what I'm thinking.
And in a way, sometimes you try and do something different to move away from the majority of the pack. But the problem is, if then they... Costa bangs in a hat-trick and you're the idiot who hasn't got this captain.
Everyone's got it. You've moved miles away from
them. Sometimes the fact they're picked by 50% of the people isn't a bad thing to jump on a bandwagon. So I got there in the end. My point is, if you want to jump on a bandwagon, it's not always bad.
Yeah.
There it is. Keep that. Write that down. But so that's the Tom's tips. I mean, it's alliteration.
I didn't actually give any tips. I ran through about four different...
But you were vague. I like it. It was very political of you.
Yeah.
But now, I don't want to get either of you excited.
Okay.
In fact, I do.
Go on.
Because I'm back. There's three of us in the room.
Yeah.
It's only bloody time for boring pundit, more like YouTube fun shit.
Yeah, it's back.
It's back.
I'm excited. This is what I've been waiting for.
Is this it? It's the only reason you're going. Yeah. For those of you who just joined us, it's an ongoing battle over the season between Ash and Tom. Obviously, they're battling out in the league, and there's quite a few places separating them. 55 at the moment. But this is the competition where the loser at the end of a season tally will be having a little cheeky photo shoot in a Tottenham shirt. Obviously, Tom being an Arsenal fan.
Makes me feel sick.
Ash being a West Ham fan, neither of them particularly happy about losing. And all the game is the talking points, some football incidents from the weekend's football on YouTube clips of that. I pick out some comments from major football incidents over the weekend. Tom and Ash have to guess what instance I'm talking about with those. And basically, the loser at the end of the season has to has to wear a Tottenham shirt for a little photo shoot. We'll go through one by one. We'll go through each one rather than all, because Tom's looking worried he hasn't got anything to write on. So.
I know. I just mimed writing and it looks really petrified.
So, so we'll do it. We'll do it one by one. Okay. That way you won't forget any. So try and get your into the mindset of the kind of person who gets in arguments on YouTube, or into the head of prepubescent teenagers. So into the head. I said that. That's bad. Head, not bed. Let's get that right. Let's get that right right now. So it's three talking points from the weekend's football and YouTube conversations. I'll give you a bit of context. We'll do it one by one. So the first one is a comment, and it's, wow, ... I'm speechless. What a prick. I have no respect now for that hairy-faced dick. Hope he breaks both his legs and ends up the new Torres. Wait. I'm proud to be an American.
Holy shit.
What?
So that's the first one. So take a note of that. All right. I'll give you a bit of time. We will crack on. I'll give you a refresher. So that's the first one. Second one. Shitty ass player. I don't know why we play this kid. Slow. No pace. Can't pass. Weak. Can't hold the ball. Did I miss anything? So which player from the weekend's football might they be referring to there? Yeah, so yeah. It's shitty ass player. I don't know why we play this kid. Slow, no pace, weak, can't hold the ball, can't pass. Did I miss anything?
Right.
That's the second one.
It won't be all right with that one.
Third one. Not even that good a goal, you son of bitch. They forgot to put A. So all of a sudden it sounds like a Nigerian
email. Son of bitch.
Yeah, you son of bitch. Even the kid from Glee in the wheelchair could have saved that. Embarrassing. I like the bloke underneath it writes, you watch Glee, mate, you're embarrassing. So I quite like that conversation. So they're the three incidents there. You need to guess what football incident, what talking point in football of the weekend that they might have been talking about. So the first one was, wow, I'm speechless, what a prick. I have no respect now for that hairy-faced dick. Hope he breaks both his legs, ends up the new Torres. I'm proud to be an American. So we have to then work out.
So what do we do then? Because we haven't got anything.
I think
to write
maybe
down.
Just the first. But I think whoever can come up with something just first goes. Whoever gets it first.
Yeah, but then whoever gets it first.
Yeah.
Well, the first one I haven't got a clue. I can't work that out.
Yeah.
The first one you can't get.
No.
What is it again?
Wow, I'm speechless. What a prick. I have no respect for that hairy-faced dick. It's not a poem. Sounds like one. hope he breaks both his legs and ends up the new Torres. I'm proud to be an American.
Right.
So for that one, can either of you get either of you?
I can't.
No, I can't
get that one. No.
Is that a no? Is that you're drawing blank on both?
No,
of them?
I really can't. I genuinely can't.
Is it really obvious?
That one. All right. So no points for both of you here.
No, I really can't.
That one is the Diego Costa and Tim Howard tête-à-tête.
Oh.
Where Tim Howard grabs. Obviously, he's lost respect for him now because he's mouthed off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's that one. So you're both on 0-0 for that one. Second one was shitty ass player. I don't know why we play this kid. Slow, no pace, can't pass, weak, can't hold the ball. Did I miss anything? So
I think just go same again. First one.
Well,
I'm going straight in with Sonogo.
Yeah, Sonogo. You both went with Sonogo. Yeah. You got that one. That's all right. Still, we got a tiebreak.
Oh, okay.
In case you need it.
Was that right though?
Yeah, both. Yeah, that was Sonogo. Right. That was a comment on Sonogo. Last
Holy
one.
Holy shit.
Not even that good a goal, you son of bitch. Even the kid from Glee in the wheelchair could have saved that. Embarrassing. You watch Glee, mate. You're embarrassing. It's my favourite. It's my favourite bit of the clip. Now, neither of you can get this. I'll let you, whoever... Bear in mind you're on a tie from the first two. Whoever chips in with the right answer on this first, you get one go each there, will win the week. Otherwise, we go to a tie break.
Oh, I'm going to go...
Sanchez goal?
I'm going to go the Liverpool defender.
It's neither of those. I'm going to go to a tiebreak.
Holy moly.
It's the Juf goal. It's the Juf goal for Stoke that Hartnett goes through his legs. Has a bit of a goalkeeper shocker.
That.
Probably the biggest keeper shock of the week. So, I've armed you now with pen and paper for a potential tiebreak.
I've got a pen.
It's all right. We can share the pen, Tom.
Okay, all right.
We are a Mickey Mouse.
Jesus Christ, guys.
So, it's deadline day.
Oh.
I want to know, up until the point of starting to record, not including the deals that are going through.
Okay.
So, as of an article...
Ooh.
As of an article this morning, how much money has been spent by UK clubs during this transfer window? Now, bearing in mind we're live recording, you're going to need to do this quite quickly.
Okay.
Otherwise, I have to fill, which is a problem. But I will do a little, whilst you're doing that, we'll just remind you, if you do want to tweet us about anything on the podcast before we go, it's at the Gaffer Tapes. Do tweet us your teams. You can even do it just after the deadline, 11:30 on a Saturday morning, if you're not feeling brave and don't want to get rid of your, reveal all your secrets. And also remember, listen to us either on iTunes or at thegaffertapes.com, and you can catch up on all our previous pods there if you want, or if you want some real reminiscing, go back to the World Cup specials. But at the Gaffer Tapes on Twitter, or thegaffertapes.com. Have you both got an answer?
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Let's turn them at the same time.
I mean, no one can see.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
No one can see them.
It would have looked dramatic.
We'll say Ash. Well, so,
what? Wait a minute, Tom. What have you got?
Okay, I've got 790 mil.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I've gone for 564.
I can tell you the amount of money spent, and bearing in mind it's one all in the series, the amount of money spent on transfers in this window is 752 million.
Oh, fuck yes!
So it is 2-1 to Tom in the series. It is a long.
No, it's one all.
Oh, did you win the first one?
Won the first one. That's it.
It's only one. Yeah,
it's only one. It's one all.
So it's
790.
Yeah,
that's a great shout.
Shit.
So it is a bit of a slog.
Yes.
I can see these getting a lot more tense as we get towards it.
Really worried I was going to lose that.
And obviously, I have to buy a Tottenham shirt, as we discussed at some point.
Surely you could just get one of the ones many you've got.
Yeah, no, that's it. But if anyone wants to send us a Tottenham shirt,
please do.
So it's one all in the series. Obviously, hopefully, some more incidents happen this weekend, so I can find some good clips. And if you've got any suggestions, let me know. Because honestly, some of the YouTube arguments are, frankly.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've seen some cracking ones.
Lunatics, yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much all we got time for this week. We have got the international breaks. Remember, we won't be there for that. We will be back after though. Big weekend there. I think big games that Tom mentioned. Arsenal, Man City, huge game.
We're going to try and watch the game together, aren't we?
We are.
Arsenal, City.
Yeah,
that's nice. I thought that's the day. Yeah, it's got to be nice.
Sit around and do that. But we will be tweeting some hilarious football-related tweets, no doubt.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter. Absolutely, that's the main one. Yeah. At the Gaffer Tapes.
At the Gaffer Tapes, and you can do that. And individually, we've got Tom. Obviously, you can keep track of what he's up to. You know, he's back from Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Your Twitter, Tom.
@the_Tom_Holmes.
And we've got Ash, obviously our top 100 fantasy football. We've got extra tips from him. Then it's @Gremzilla. That's right, isn't it?
That's correct.
Correct, @Gremzilla. And if you want just tweets about television I'm watching.
Well, no, if you want to keep up with The X Factor,
you're the man. I do that. So yeah, general sort of TV and film review, a little
Absolutely,
bit really.
Yeah.
It's @ Craig Hazel. It's all pretty simple there, but main one is @ The Gaffer Tapes. But that's all we've got time for on The Gaffer Tapes this week. So thank you very much for listening, and goodbye. Did you drink a lot of Iron Brew up there?
I had quite a bit. I drank a lot more Red Bull than I should have done. Sugar-free Red Bull, mental. And then I heard, apparently, it alters your DNA.
It alters your DNA.
Yeah, which is why you're now growing a third ear.
Scientists have said. Well, no, because what I'm thinking is now I can commit crimes and people won't know it's me. Good, isn't it? But that's true. Apparently, it alters your DNA.
That's true.
That's true. No, that's not even debatable. Yeah. That's true. If you drink enough Red Bull, you can commit crimes on someone else's DNA.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's some Dexter shit right there.